nationwide as we pray for our county, our city.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
One of the bills that was passed by the Florida legislature this past year that has been in the news is the Parental Bill of Rights bill, which has been termed or titled by its adversaries that don't say gay bill. I remember when I was in Tallahassee in January lobbying for the protection of every innocent human life without exception. We were at the Florida Family Policy Council prayer breakfast, and I had a meeting, an early meeting with Senator Gail Harrell, and I actually needed to leave that prayer breakfast just a little bit early to make sure that I got to the Capitol and got through the security and got up to Senator Harrell's office in time. And as I was leaving, I saw two protesters standing outside the prayer breakfast, and they were holding signs that were saying that we're not pro-life because we won't let people say that they're gay. And now, by the way, the bill does not say don't say gay. That's just what one side of it, the opponents, have. Really, it's propaganda. But we are going to actually, ask the question, well, what should we believe about this? What should we think about this? And how do we determine truth? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to start off talking about how we determine truth. And as we do, one of the things you might say, well, if you've been listening to our sermons, you probably know we talk about this topic quite a bit. In fact, every topic that we talk about, we at least cover this, we at least embrace this, we at least mention this, but we're going to remind you. And sometimes even if you do know this, it's good to have a reminder. And also we're doing this because many Christians don't know how to determine truth, or don't do so in a biblical standard as well, or anyway. If we look at George Barna in his book Revolution, which is just a fascinating book, and I would encourage you to read that, and it really, really will shake your world if you aren't aware of this. But according to him, and he is, by the way, is a major researcher on Christian issues, only 9% of all adults have a biblical worldview. This means that less than 1 in 10 Christians age 18 or older believes absolute truth exists, believes that such truth is contained in the Bible, and possesses a handful of core beliefs that reflect such truth. Those beliefs include a certainty that the Bible is accurate in its teaching. Jesus lived a sinless life on earth. Satan is real, not symbolic. All believers are responsible for sharing their faith in Christ with others. The only means of salvation is through God's grace. And God is the all-knowing, all-powerful creator of the universe who still rules it today. The other 91% of born-again adults possess a patchwork of theological views, and rarely rely on their perspectives to inform their daily decisions, or on those perspectives to inform their daily decisions. Although the typical believer contends that the Bible is accurate in what it teaches, he or she spends less time reading the Bible in a year than watching television, listening to music, reading other books and publications, or conversing about personal hobbies and leisure interests. So we ask, should we be reminded of how we should determine truth? According to this, we actually should be. And if you look at in 2 Peter chapter 1, we see that the Apostle Peter said that there were things that were so important that he would remind them, even though they knew about these things, he would remind them, and he would make sure that he continued to remind them, and even make sure that even after he departed this earth, even after he died, that they would have a reminder, that someone would come and remind them, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Cry out to him today. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems.
That's right, you do, and we are back, and I know, hey, it's been a whole week, but we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology issues as well. So what are you waiting on? Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and head on over to our Facebook page or YouTube channel and type your question into the comment section there as well. That's another way. I mean, you don't have to do both. You can do one or the other. And of course, if you're not where you can watch the video right now, you can watch it later. We do have the links on our website, afasterpc.com, or you can just go to YouTube or Facebook and search for A Faster PC. Although you might be able to find it a little bit easier from our from our website. One of the things we were, we've been talking about, how to protect yourself, how to protect your computer, how to protect your system from hackers. One of the things that we're seeing quite often is people are coming into our office, to our shop with their computer, and their computer's infected, and they have, and sometimes it's not infected, but we deal with a lot of infections here. And one of the things is they're bringing in their computer's infected, and we find that they have an antivirus software on their computer that hasn't been updated, and probably, some of them haven't been updated for 3 years. I mean, no joke. And what happens is you get a lot of the computer manufacturers include an antivirus that works for maybe a month. And people just don't take it out. They leave it there. They don't take it out. So that antivirus is your default antivirus. But after that first month, it's not updating. So if you're not going to pay for it, you need to uninstall it. And what happens when you don't uninstall it is that it's sitting there. It's your default antivirus. Microsoft doesn't turn on the Windows Defender because you have another antivirus that's your default. And so what ends up happening is you have this antivirus that is there as your default, but it's not actually protecting you. Not only is it not protecting you, it's worse than that. It's preventing you from receiving protection. So you could actually uninstall it and have the Windows Defender, which actually does a fairly good job. It's not the best, but it's certainly better than Avast. It's better than McAfee. It's up there on par with Norton. If you're paying for Avast or AVG or McAfee, if you're paying for Norton, I know some people have Norton LifeLock, and they get the antivirus for free in that. But you don't have to do all of that. We can the Windows Defender will do as good of a job of protecting you. If you really want top tier protection, we do have some recommendations that are even better than that, where you can pay you're not going to be getting, having to pay a huge amount of money. Now I'm going to switch over to a full screen and just show you how you would go through actually uninstalling an antivirus. If you had an antivirus on your computer that came with your computer and you weren't going to renew it, you do want to uninstall it. You don't want to keep it there on your system. So what we're going to do, and I'll verbally describe this for those who are listening on the radio, but just know if you miss any part of this or you want to listen to it again, or maybe you want to watch it, maybe you're not watching it right now, but you want to watch it, you can head over to our Facebook page or our YouTube channel, and you can watch this later at your convenience. And again, you can get those links at our website, afasterpc.com. But what we're going to do is we're going to actually go into the control panel. Now, in Windows 7, you could just click on Start and go up to Control Panel. By the way, if a Faster PC has installed the Start program that we use for some people that want to navigate, like when it's very similar to Windows 7 and Windows. And by the way, we can do this for Windows 10 or Windows 11. You still could do that. But if you have Windows 8, Windows 0.1, Windows 10, Windows 11, and you don't have that Start program installed, if you click on Start, unless you've added the control panel to, unless you've pinned it, you're not going to see it there. So what we're going to do, I'm going to show you a real quick and easy way, and this will work in Windows 7 also. Just hold down the Windows key and press R. That brings up the Run command, and type Control, C-O-N-T-R-O-L, short for Control Panel. You could also type Control Space Panel. That'll work as well. But you're just going to type Control. By the way, when you hold down the Windows key, and the Windows key is a key that looks like a window. On most computers, it's going to look like a four-pane window. If your computer came with Windows 7, it might have a Windows flag. So it's a flag that actually has a four-pane window on it, and it's the Windows logo. Typically, you know, on a keyboard, you're not going to get a full color. You're just going to get, you know, maybe the logo will be printed in white versus a black keyboard, or, you know, depending on the color of your keyboard, might be a little bit different. But typically, it's to the left of the left alt key. So to the left of the space bar, there's an alt key. Typically, the Windows key is to the left of that. If you have a desktop computer with a standalone keyboard, or even a laptop computer with a standalone keyboard, all-in-one with a standalone keyboard, and you have a cheap keyboard, it might say WIN. I have even seen some that don't say anything. They're just a blank key. But you hold that down and press R. That brings up the run command or run field, and you're going to type in the open field, you're going to type in control. Click OK. That'll launch the control panel. And the default view on the control panel is the category view. Now, in the category view, you can click uninstall a program. You can also switch over here to the large icons or small icons. Large icons are easier to see, and a lot of our customers are, you know, having a difficult time seeing. And by the way, even with the large icons, they all fit on the page. So it's not a problem to go with the large. But just here, if you're viewing large or small icons, click on Programs and Features. And then you're going to want to search through the list. And you're going to search for, you know, if your computer came with McAfee, go on down until you get to the M section. If you're sorting by name, you can sort by name, by the way, by clicking, and by name is the default. You can actually click on that column, the name column, and it will sort either top to bottom, A to Z, or Z to A, depending on whether you which way you click. But you're going to want to go on down and find McAfee, select it, and you'll see an uninstall at the top. Click on uninstall, and that will go through the process of uninstalling the software. Once the software is uninstalled, and there may be more than one entry for the antivirus. McAfee sometimes has a browser plugin and a web advisor, and they'll also have the McAfee software. Some of the other AVG, Avast, a lot of them have more than one entry. So you'll want to remove all of those. Sometimes they have to be removed in a specific order. Like, for instance, one of the software may be a dependent of the other software, so you would need to remove the one that requires the first software. You would want to remove that first, and then you'll be able to remove the other one. Sometimes you do have to restart your computer after uninstalling the software. But after doing this, what you're going to see is you're going to see the Microsoft Defender, and you'll see this. In fact, you probably will get a notification that says that your virus protection is turned off. And typically, that's just a split second thing, because the Microsoft Defender is going to actually turn back on. But you're going to want to click on the little arrow key if you don't see it near the clock in the lower right hand corner of your screen. And then you're going to look for a shield. There's going to be a shield. The shield may have an exclamation point. Click on that. That'll take you into the Windows Defender, Microsoft Defender, and you can just make sure that everything is enabled here. And we'll come back to this in a minute. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio.
We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Right, and we are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well, and ready to help you protect yourself and your computer. We were talking in the last segment, showed how to go through and uninstall an antivirus, and you know, how you would get into the control panel, how you would uninstall it. Let me just switch back to that full screen. And by the way, you know, if you have a question, you want to actually go over a question, you know, we can do this. You can give us a call and at 772-340-1590 or type your question into the comment section of the live videos, either at YouTube or Facebook, and we'll go over that. But I just want to show you also there's another way with Windows 10. You could probably see this with Windows 8 as well, but most of the computers that are coming today are with Windows 10 or Windows 11. I mean, in fact, today you're going to get Windows 11 if you go out and buy a really new one. If you get one that has Windows 10, you know it's not, I mean, it might be new. It might, no one else might have used it, but it's not this year's model. That's for sure. But we're going to show you how another way, because with Windows 10 and even Windows 8, Microsoft started introducing, you know, prior to that, everything that was installed on a computer was a program. But with Windows 8, Windows 10, Microsoft started introducing apps. And in fact, some computers will come with in S mode, which with S mode means that you can only install programs, and most of them are not really programs, they're apps, that are available through the Microsoft Store. And why does Microsoft do this? Well, they do it the same reason Apple does it. I mean, there is the potential to make your computer more safe because Microsoft has tested and vetted the program, made sure it's legitimate. But, you know, you could probably do that yourself to some extent. If you have any questions, you know, we can help you. We can be an advisor on that. But, you know, we do provide that for our clients. But one of the things that it does is it gives Microsoft added revenue stream. What happens is when you go and you actually get an app from the Microsoft Store, Microsoft is going to charge whatever company that has put that app on there money. And what this does is that software that would otherwise be free is actually going to cost you money. Now, it's not going to cost you a lot, but you can go out and, for instance, get LibreOffice. You can go and download that from their website. It's a free Office compatible software. It will create, open, edit, save Microsoft, files in the Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Publisher formats. It's not Word, it's not Excel, it's not Publisher, it's not PowerPoint, but you can do many of the things that you do with Microsoft Office, you can do with LibreOffice, and it's free. OpenOffice is built on the same core, and this is what's called open source software. So there was one of Microsoft's large competitors that originally developed this and gave it away as open source, and anyone can develop it. One version of this software is called OpenOffice. Another version is called LibreOffice. We typically use LibreOffice because it has support for additional file formats, such as the WordPerfect formats, Microsoft Works formats, which sometimes even Microsoft Word has a problem with some of those formats. But anyway, it's free software. But if you get it through the Microsoft Store, you have to pay. It's not much. It's like $1.50 or something like that, $1.25, $1.50. You know, but it does cost because the organization is having to pay Microsoft. And I'm sure that they probably had to go through like an approval process, which costs them extra money. So I'm sure that some of that money goes to Microsoft and some of it goes to the organization that is producing and distributing the software, the LibreOffice software. So that's just an example. But if you have a computer that's in S mode and it came with a free antivirus, you will not have the program, like I showed you in the last segment, going to programs and features and uninstalling the program. It won't be there. It'll actually be in the app section of the settings. So you can click on start. You can do this in Windows 10 and Windows 11. Go up to settings. In Windows 8, you have to slide your mouse, your cursor up and down on the right-hand side, and the charms bar slides out, and you can click on settings there. So here we have we have settings here, and you're going to click on apps. And this is going to show you apps. And this is another way that you can uninstall programs, but you can also uninstall apps here. Apps will not show up in the control panel. And probably eventually Microsoft will move everything over here to this apps and features section, because with every edition of Windows 10, you know, they're probably going to do the same thing in Windows 11. They're moving more and more things over from the control panel into settings. But anyway, you actually have various settings here, but you have programs that are listed here. And if we click on here, for instance, if you had McAfee, if McAfee came with your computer and it was in S mode, you would not see it in the add remove programs or the programs and features section, but you would see it over here in the M section. You would see McAfee. Also, if your computer's not in S mode and you actually have the full version of McAfee, and it does show up in the programs and features section or the uninstall program section of the control panel, chances are you also have another McAfee app that will also be in this section here in the settings. So you may need to you'll need to come there as well and remove that as well. Again, if you want to pay for McAfee, that's fine. You can do it. That's your prerogative. I personally wouldn't pay for McAfee. I wouldn't even use McAfee if it was free. I wouldn't use it. I didn't use Norton when Comcast gave Norton away for free. I didn't use it because I just there are better solutions out there. And in fact, the Windows Defender even does as good of a job as Norton and McAfee. Does a better job, in my opinion, than McAfee. And you know, by the way, it's not just based on opinion. You can actually go to look at their independent tests of antivirus companies, and the Microsoft Defender is doing very well. Again, there are some antivirus that do better, but McAfee's not one of them. So, again, if you're going to pay for it, if you're going to subscribe to it, you can keep it. But if you're not going to pay for it, you want to uninstall it. Otherwise, it's actually putting your computer at risk. Now, I mentioned earlier, going down in the lower right near the clock, or if you don't see anything in the clock, click on the arrow and go up to the shield. The shield may have an exclamation point. And when you do that, you can go in here and you can check a few things. Now, app and browser control, I'm going to turn that on. What that does is it Microsoft will search as I'm installing apps. It'll kind of warn me if I'm installing an app that it doesn't quite know about or doesn't think it's safe. It doesn't necessarily mean that every app that it doesn't know about is dangerous. But what it does mean is that if it doesn't know about it, you really need to know for sure. You don't want to override that question or that prompt unless you are sure, absolutely sure that it is safe. There also is account protection. So to get this, you would have to sign in to Microsoft to have the account protection. Well, I haven't yet used a Microsoft account. I'm using a local account for my computer. And we may talk about the differences between that, maybe a little bit later today, maybe another show we'll talk about the differences in a local account and a Microsoft account. I may, at one point, I have been considering going to a Microsoft account. I may do that. But for now, I haven't done that. It's not really necessarily that my account is at risk because of that. I'll explain that, when we do talk about it. Now, here's virus and threat protection. Now, I actually have virus and threat protection turned on, but they're recommending that I use OneDrive. Why? to back up my files. Now, I actually back up my files by another means, but if I did use OneDrive to back up my files, well, you know, it would be a little bit, you know, if I used OneDrive to back up my files, you know, I'm not sure. I would have to pay quite a bit because I have a lot of files. But this is something that you could actually, you know, for some people, you can, Microsoft does give you 5 gigabytes of free storage with OneDrive, and you have 30 days worth of backup and protection. So, you know, if the file is, if your computer is on the internet and OneDrive syncs that file, your Microsoft syncs that file from your computer up to their server, which is what's called the cloud. What the cloud is, it's a computer. Think about, you know, the clouds are above us. Think about your computer is in your house or in your office or wherever you happen to be with your computer. That's where your computer is. But the cloud is a server that's somewhere that actually is storing information or programs. In this case, it would be storing data. It would be storing your, potentially your documents. You could store your pictures in there. You could store your videos. You could store your music in there. Just know, though, if you go above 5 gigabytes, that it's going to stop updating unless you subscribe to Microsoft 365. If you subscribe to Microsoft 365, well, you'll get some additional space. You get 1 terabyte of data. 1 terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes. So, and what can fit in that, you know, 1 terabyte? Well, most people on their computers are using less than 100 gigabytes. Quite a few people are using less than 100 gigabytes. I would say probably 80% of computer users are using less than 150 gigabytes of data on their computer. And that would be, by the way, not just data, not just files, but also their entire operating system. So really, most people, as far as their personal files, their Word documents, their Excel documents, their PDF files, the downloads folder, the desktop folder, the documents folder, the pictures folder, the videos folder, the music folder, most people are using less than 100 gigabytes. There are some people that are using less than 5 gigabytes. You know, so again, if you're using less than 5 gigabytes, you could use OneDrive for free. If you need more than that, well, you would either have to go with another solution or you would have to pay Microsoft to do that, to back up that way. We have in the past gone over how you can set up OneDrive, how you can move your files and folders over to OneDrive. It does require a Microsoft account, which is a email address or phone number that Microsoft has as your username, and then a password that Microsoft has. And it's very important to know what that password is. So, and that gets to password management, which we've talked about that. We talked about it a little bit last week. Probably, unless we have other questions, and by the way, you can call us if you have a question. Doesn't have to be on this topic. But unless we have other questions, we'll talk a little bit about password management in the next segment. It is really important to make sure that you are managing your passwords. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com
And we have a link there that says, Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them, computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. All right, and we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And of course, we're here to answer questions. So 772-340-1590 is the number, or type your question into the Facebook or YouTube video. Only a few minutes left in the show. So again, we'll be going over some other things if you want to actually get on the show and ask a question. Doesn't have to be what we're talking about. Could be anything.
you know, we'll actually help you with that. So one thing that we did want to actually do is just show you again how you can actually talk a little bit about password security. One of the things that, you know, first of all, Microsoft really wants you to use a Microsoft account with your computer. So much so that if you turn your computer on and your computer is connected to the internet, you will, and you have Windows 10, when you're first turning it on, the brand new computer out of the box, or maybe a clean install of Windows, Microsoft will prompt you to create a Microsoft account. It's very difficult in Windows 10. It's kind of tricky to be able to create an account without it being a Microsoft account. With Windows 11, it's even more difficult. Even if you're not connected to the internet, it wants your Microsoft username and password. It's going to want you to connect to the internet. And you know, it doesn't give you an option to not to set up a local account. What you have to do if you have a Windows 11 computer and you want to get in to, you know, and have a local account, I'll tell you a little secret here. What you have to do is type a totally very bogus email address and password. And one that I found that works very well for the username is no@no.com. So no@no.com. So you could even try probably no@no.com. That might work as well. I haven't tried no@no.com, but I have tried no@no.com. And then just type some random characters into the password field. Microsoft will say, well, you know, we encountered an error and we want to set up your computer. You know, what do you want the username to be? And you can then choose a local username and you'll be able to go in. But most people, if you're doing it yourself, don't know that. You might not even remember that you could type no@no.com and type a random, you know, random characters into the password and then create a local account. But most people are going to create a Microsoft account. When you do create that Microsoft account, Microsoft's going to ask you for a password. Quite often, people actually forget what the password is. They don't remember what the password is because Microsoft will then set up a PIN, which is typically a four-digit numeric code, but it could be more, could even have letters in it. Some people even use the same thing for their password, you know, their PIN as they do for their password. But most people think their PIN is their password and totally forget that they even had a password. But this password is really important if it's a Microsoft account, because sometimes you go into safe mode on some of the newer installations of Windows, we can get into safe mode with the PIN. But in the past, we always had to have the password to get into safe mode. Now, what do we need to go into safe mode for? Well, sometimes you need to go into safe mode if you're troubleshooting. If your computer is infected, if it's really infected, you are not going to be able to get that infection out of the computer in normal mode, because the infection will be running and actively fighting. It'll be it's been probably 20 years that, you know, when we actually first started seeing this, where the infection was actively there. It was fighting to stay there. It was fighting to infect new files to further the infection. And so it's very important to go into safe mode to do that. If you need to, for instance, if you have one of the features that Microsoft has that does enhance security, is called BitLocker. And what BitLocker does is it encrypts your drive so that, let's say you know, this is a laptop or maybe even a desktop or an all-in-one computer. And let's say it's stolen, you know, it could be stolen from your house. If it's a laptop, it could be stolen from wherever you have the laptop. You know, maybe you accidentally leave it in a bus one time, or you leave it, you know, you fly and you accidentally leave it at the TSA terminal and you come back and it's not there. Or or you leave it in a cab or an Uber, wherever you leave it, maybe you're in a restaurant and you forget to take it when you leave. You come back and it's not there. Well, what happens to your data? Well, if you don't have an encrypted hard drive, then someone can get into that computer and they could see your data. Now, there are ways, under certain circumstances, and on certain computers, there are ways to reset a password, and people would still be able to get in and get your data that way. But if they didn't know how to do that or weren't able to get in and reset the password, then what would actually happen is they could actually pull the drive and connect it to another computer. Well, if your computer is encrypted with BitLocker, they can't access the data without the BitLocker key. And the BitLocker key is a very long, I don't recall how many characters are in it, but it is a long key of random numbers and letters. And that key has to match to be able to decrypt your data so that it can be accessed. And so what actually happens is that the person that's trying to get access to your data, and what are we talking about with data? We're talking about files. We're talking about Word documents, Excel documents. We're talking about maybe your Quicken file, or to look at your the files for your browser. Your profile for your browser, which might have saved passwords in it. Maybe you have PDFs of your tax return, which is going to have your name, your address, your date of birth. It's going to have your social security number. Really, most of the information that someone would need to go out and get a loan would most likely be on your computer. You may even have copies of your driver's license on your computer. Maybe you've taken a picture of your driver's license and stored it on your computer. Maybe you needed to send it to an insurance agent or something like that. Well, you've got to, you realize that's pretty important stuff. You want to protect that type of stuff. Well, having that data encrypted is important. But let's say that computer fries and you need to take that data, that hard drive, and go to another computer and copy those files because those files are important to you. Well, you're not getting those files either unless you have that BitLocker encryption key. How do you get that BitLocker encryption key? Well, you have to go back to that Microsoft username and password. It's important to know that password. And when we talk about the password, well, maybe if you don't know the password, it can most times be reset. And how would it be reset? Well, you go to their website, you say that you forgot your password, and you go through the reset process. Typically, that reset will require you to be able to get into the, maybe you have a cell phone that is linked to the account. And they will text you a code, or there's an email that's linked to the account, maybe even the username that's linked to the account, and they're going to email that code. Well, we've talked about these types of things, making sure these are updated. What if you've changed your phone number and you can't get a code from that phone number anymore because it's not your phone number? What if you don't have access to that email address anymore? What if you forgot your password to that email address, where you just had problems logging into that email address? We've actually had some of the people there using AT&T and Yahoo and Bell South email addresses. They've actually had problems sometimes on a regular basis being able to log into their account, and have had to actually go through the process of resetting the password. And one of the reasons, I think, because the message they're getting is that there are too many failed attempts to log in. Well, the person, and we've talked to customers that are saying, I haven't tried to log in unsuccessfully. I know what my password is. But you know what? Hackers probably are trying to get in. Why are they trying to get in? Because if they can get into your email account, they can have access to that, and they can then send out emails to your friends and to your contacts, and they can solicit money. They can say, hey, you know, you're stuck in a foreign country without your passport and you need help. And they can ask for money. They can try to trick your friends into clicking on a link because your friends know you and trust you and would trust anything that you send them. But in this case, it would be hackers sending it to them, trying to get them to click on a link so that their computer can be infected, so that their computer can have a ransomware attack on them where their data is encrypted. So you want to protect this type of information. Well, what if your Microsoft account is linked to an email address that you no longer have access to? We even had one customer, he thought, you know, well, I don't want Microsoft to have all this information. So he thought he would be really slick. He used an email address that was an old email address that he didn't have access to anymore. Well, lo and behold, at some point we needed to reset his password and we couldn't do it, or it was at least very difficult to do because he had no access to that email address. So you have to realize when you go in and you set these accounts up, some accounts will have security questions and answers. It's important that you know what those are. 10 years from now, when you need to reset the account because you forgot the password, you can't just answer whatever you want to answer. It has to match exactly what you answered when you set the account up. You have to have access to the email address and the cell phone, information so you can receive the codes. If you don't have that, sometimes you can still reset the password, but it is a lengthy process. Sometimes it can take up to a month, and it may require you actually sending pictures to whatever company this is of your driver's license, proving who you are. And it's not an easy situation, and there's no guarantee that even that will work. So make sure that you are saved. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Does the Bible Say About the Don't Say Gay Bill? Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Cry out to Him to